자꾸 둔감이라. Usa chaman ekuti, dinin dinne wendi shaku tungamiram.
All you ladies and gentlemen, this is Ian Bales, and
you are listening to One Love Radio. Keep it up.
Mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
The evening main news bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
To present the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mombar Taylor. Let's take a look at the headlines. Governance expert calls on MPs to put the interests of Zambians above. Godaza raises concern over the rising number of political alliances. In international news, France enacts law to ease returns of looted art to ex-colonies. And in sports, Anako SC backs major reforms at 2026 FAS AGM. And now the news in detail. Governance expert Noel Chisebe has called on members of parliament to put the interests of Zambians above partisan interests when tabling bills in parliament. Speaking in an exclusive interview with One Love Radio News, Dr. Chisebe has noted that one's interest or loyalty should not be partisan at the expense of what is right. Commenting on the matter of the PF MPs that expressed interest to join the ruling UPND, Dr. Chisebe advised MPs to ensure they table bills fairly to benefit Zambians who voted for them and not the political parties they represent. He has further advised that MPs are there to make laws regardless of their political standing.
Whatever is under the floor now, as the sympathizers from those who wish to join the government in future, and this does not mean that when you are in opposition, you have to oppose bills. No, you have to implement and make laws. That is the bottom line. It's there to make laws. Whether you are for ruling or for the opposition, when bills are introduced on the floor of parliament, you look at the basic picture. The citizens that you represent. You don't look at the political party that it sponsors you.
Governance and Development Advocates Zambia, Godaza, has raised concern over the rising number of political alliances being formed with only a few months remaining before the general elections. Godaza Executive Director Elias Mlenga told One Love Radio News in an interview that some of the alliances appear to be driven by personal interests, including the pursuit of power rather than national service. Mr. Mlenga argues that certain individuals behind these political alliances do not have proper plans for the country and may not be motivated by a genuine desire to serve the country, but rather by the need to demonstrate political strength and financial capacity.
We feel this shows lack of seriousness, because you can't go into an alliance 94 days to elections. Then what message has these alliances given to the would-be voters? Because, you know, for one to vote for a political party, people look at the manifesto of the political party. People look at the manifesto of the alliance. People are just playful and they want to abuse the democratic space in our country. So, as a result, it is the voters that are going to suffer. It is also a country that is going to lag behind development.
The Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, is in the process of prosecuting 7 taxpayers for willful failure to comply with the smart invoicing requirements, which include usage. ZRA Corporate Communications Manager Oliver Nzala says the persecutions are part of the ZRA's intensified smart invoice enforcement program, which is targeted to boost the usage of the smart invoicing system for all registered taxpayers. Ms. Tanzala says failure to issue or the issuance of non-compliant invoices outside of the mandated electronic system is treated as a serious tax violation with penalties for the Value Added Tax VAT Act. Has revealed that while over 44,110 businesses have already adopted smart invoice, registration alone is no longer enough and usage must be consistent, accurate and timely. He says to increase usage of the smart invoice, the Zambia Revenue Authority has increased field inspections to ensure all eligible businesses are using smart invoice correctly.
Our clarion call is to remind all taxpayers that issuing a smart invoice is no longer just a regulatory requirement. It is part of how business is done in Zambia. You know, taxpayers, especially those that are registered for value-added tax, have to ensure that each time they make a sale, they issue a smart invoice. So adopting it is one step, and using it correctly, consistently, and competently protects your business operations from the disruptions as a result of non-compliance. So we want to encourage taxpayers or businesses to take this seriously. The cost of non-compliance, both financial and reputational, is simply too high. Currently, the Zambia Revenue Authority is in the process of prosecuting 7 taxpayers for willful failure to comply with smart invoicing requirements, and this includes usage as well.
The processing of 100 presidential supporters across the province has commenced ahead of the upcoming elections. In Lusaka, the exercise is taking place at the Civic Center. The processes, however, experienced delays after the Zambia Wake Up Party, led by Howard Kunda, failed to appear at its scheduled time of 9 hours. The United Prosperous and Peaceful Zambia Party under Charles Chanda, which was expected at 10 hours, had also not yet shown up by the scheduled time. The National Health Insurance Management Authority, NIMA, says the narrative being peddled in the social media that private facilities have started withdrawing services under NIMA due to non-payment is not true. NIMA Head of Public Relations, King Siachika, says they have noted the public notice issued by Care Peak Specialist Clinic regarding its intention to discontinue offering health services to NIMA members effective the 24th of May 2026. Mr. Siachika says NIMA has not received any similar notifications, and on the contrary, there are so many other private healthcare facilities wanting to accredit with NIMA. He says NIMA currently works with over 400 accredited healthcare providers comprising public, private and faith-based facilities nationwide. He has added that they have continued to receive hundreds of applications from private facilities seeking to be NIMA accredited.
The authority has identified a few Lusaka-based private facilities who have been rationing the number of NIMA patients to be seen on a daily basis. The authority is dealing with this matter with the identified facilities. This matter and many other matters were dealt with constructively and amicably on Monday 27th April 2026 at NIMA headquarters during a meeting between NIMA management and the Healthcare Federation of Zambia representing private facilities. This meeting was held to strengthen the relationship with the facilities and ensure sustainable healthcare delivery under the scheme. We therefore wish to assure our members and the nation at large that the withdrawal of one healthcare private facility should not be used to undermine the NIMA mission of ensuring access to affordable and quality healthcare services for all Zambians.
Will you take a break? To stay tuned.
The Information and Communications University is complementing government effort in promoting legal and safe mining for all Zambians. ICU is offering a short practical training course to artisanal and small-scale miners and those who intend to venture into mining. This training covers identification of rocks and minerals, mining operations and equipment, health and safety in mining, environmental protection, licensing and compliance, qualifications, national registration card, NRC. Apply now at www.icuzambia.net. For more information, contact the ICU School of Mines, Department of Artisanal and Small Scale Mining at +260 763 3000. 0302596 or +260 973 263 492. For analysis of mineral samples, contact the ICU School of Mines Laboratory at +260 973 263.